Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Deborah Deans and the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry. I am so delighted and excited, hallelujah, to be back on our radio broadcast on today, just giving God praise and glory today. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order now. We're going to have a hymn, a scripture, and a prayer. Amen. Amen. Let me find something for you. Hallelujah, because God is an awesome God.
Hallelujah.
Coming from Psalms 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, O Lord, against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. I have just read you from Psalms 51, from the first to the eighth verses. Eighth verse, may God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on today, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, and that we committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come on this evening, Lord, and if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Father, we ask your forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you tonight, this evening, to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit, and if there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you to send the fire of God down, Lord, and burn it out in the name of Jesus. We ask you today to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind, on this evening. Lord, I come today, we come on today, just thanking and praising you, Father, for another opportunity to lift up your name, Father, to worship you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we come today, Lord, asking you to bind up the strong men. Bind the strong men, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind the strong men, Father, every negative word, every evil and wicked thing, every demonic thing, Lord. I'm asking you to bind this morning, bind it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you today. We thank you for binding it right now. We ask you to loose it from us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Loose it, huh? Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We come right now, Father, asking you right now, Lord, to open up our understanding for your word, in the name of Jesus. We asking you right now to change the atmosphere on our radio broadcast on today. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord of Okorana, change the atmosphere, Father, and take over and take control. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you now to send your Holy Ghost now, send your anointing power. Send your Holy Ghost now, Lord, and send your anointing power in the name of Jesus. Send your Holy Ghost and send your anointing on this afternoon, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I just thank you today. I thank you right now. Hallelujah. Oh, you need to be cold. I'm asking you now to abort every assignment of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to cancel the Lord. Abort it right now. In the name of Jesus, any assignment against us, Lord, anyone under the sound of my voice, or today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to cancel that assignment, cancel that assignment, dismantle it, Father, in the name of Jesus, dismantle it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, dismantle it, Father, glory to God, I give you praise on today. I'm asking you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, and teach your people, and bless our service, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, I thank you today. Let me lay my will down. That the Father will take place on today. In the name of Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. And we ask all these things, Father, in Jesus' name. And for your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray and we ask it all. Amen, amen. We thank and praise God on today. For God is a perfect God. He is a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised on today. Hallelujah. For he is good, and he is very good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank him and praise him more today. We're going to get ready to open up our testimonial service on today. Yes, hallelujah. And we're going to just have a song for our testimony service. Hallelujah.
How much? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Touch. Set the captive free. Do it, do it, do it now, Lord. Hear our prayer. Meet every need. Let your will be done. Touch somebody. In your name we pray. We believe that and receive it now. And we give you praise and glory because we know you're hearing our prayer. We know you're going to be with us. We know you're going to make a way. We know you're going to be by our side. If we get on your side, you're going to be on our side. If we take care of your business, you're going to take care of our business. If we're good to you, you're going to be good to us. And we give you praise now. In Jesus' name. Give God praise. Amen. Come on. I know you forgot it. You forgot it.
If it had not been for the Lord who is on my side, I don't know where I would be at today. But God's been so good to me. Hallelujah. I thank and praise him because I could have been anything. I could have done anything. I could have been anywhere. Hallelujah. I could have done anything. I tell you today, but if it had not been for the Lord who is on my side, I don't know where I would be at today. My Father is good, and he's rich in houses and land. He holds the world and everything in it in the palm of his hand. It ain't nobody like him. Hallelujah. Nobody's like the Lord on today. Nobody's like him today. Hallelujah. And I give God praise and glory. Hallelujah. He is good and very good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I give God the praise today and the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give God praise. So we're going to just have another song, I guess, because God is good. I have so many things to be so grateful for. I've been battling with a nosebleed for all of 6 or 7 days, but the Father has, he dried my nose up. He dried the blood up. Hallelujah. Then my left arm been hurting. But God is good. My arm is not hurting anymore, and it hurted up until this morning. But when I got home from work this morning, my husband gave me an aspirin, and it stopped the rest of it. So I thank and praise God on today. But he is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Then my grandbaby that's in the hospital, you know, I could just keep going on and on. But my grandbaby is in the hospital, and she's doing wonderful. So I thank and praise God that she's still doing good, and she's still growing, and she's gaining weight. Amen. Just keep praying for us. Pray for the ministry. Hallelujah. We're going to play another song by Bishop G.E. Patterson. Hallelujah. We'll see how it sounds.
Thank you.
Trying to get a song, but he did something different. Let me get another song up here. I tell you, God is good, and his mercy endures forever. I give him praise and glory on today. We're going to give one more song, and then I'm going to go into my, go into the word of God. He is good. Amen. I just thank and praise God because he keep on blessing me. He just keep on blessing me. Just keep on blessing me. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? He's an awesome God. I thank and praise him on today. I thank and praise God on today. Mm-hmm. And I love him. He is so awesome. And the more you... the more you think about it, the happier you should get or should be. Let's see if I can get this one. I don't know. One more. Amen, amen. We thank and praise God. I give myself away. I just thank and praise God on today. We all want God to use us. So we have to give our will up. We have to just surrender to the Lord so he can do what he's going to do with however he want to do. So that's my desire, is to give myself to the Lord. We're going to get ready for the word of God. For the people of God, we thank and praise him for another opportunity to come before you. I give God praise for encouragement. I give God praise for encouraging me to do what needs to be done. I thank him on today, accounting a privilege and an honor to come before the Lord on today and the people of God. Father, I just give you praise right now. I give you glory for another opportunity to bring forth your word. Hallelujah. I give you praise and glory. Hallelujah. I ask you right now to bind up the strong man. Bind up the strong man, Father, in every negative and evil and wicked thing, every demonic thing, Lord, toward our radio broadcast, against our worship service, and anyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. I ask you right now to bind a strong man up today. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you to let your anointing reign over us today. Saturate us in your anointing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I surrender my will today, that your will be done, Lord. I surrender my will, Father, that your will may be done, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I'm asking you on today to keep us, open up our understanding so we can understand your word, and bless us. In Jesus' name, I ask all these things. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Amen. We're still on our regiment with the Lord's Prayer, and we're at We finish with thy kingdom come. We're at thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, thy will be done is the third petition, because you know it's, I think it's 7 or 8 petitions in the Lord's Prayer. It's 7 or 8 petitions, and this is the third one, thy will be done. And all day, that's all I've been hearing in my spirit, thy will be done. And it's just been coming up as we've been going along the service today. Just like I finished praying, thy will be done, not my will, but the Father's will be done. So I just want to know, what is the will? What is God's will? What is God's will? It is very important for us to know the will of God. It's important for us to know his desire. It's important for us to know his will. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. By the renewing of our mind, by the renewing of our mind, and be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. By us renewing our mind, by us being conformed from this world, it's the will of God. It's his desire. That's his desire. That all of life would become like a spiritual worship. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. It's your reasonable service. I'm not trying to preach. I'm just trying to teach. Let me just get back to this. There is some appearance of this petition still remaining in what the Jews call a short prayer. This is this Bible study here. The Jews call it a short prayer, and it's something like, and I can't read this Jewish this, but do thy will in heaven, and give quietness of the spirit, or acquaintance of spirit in thy will to them that fear thee below. It says, Christ says, thy will, not the will of wicked men, nor the will of Satan, nor the will of men, but not nor a man's own will, but the will of God, by which is meant either his secret will, which is the rule of all his proceedings, both in providence or great and grace, is unknown to us. It's a secret. Till facts make it appear, it's always fulfilled in heaven and in earth, and sometimes is fulfilled by those who have no regards to his revealed will. And it's what ought to be submitted to patiently and without murmuring, or rather his revealed will, which consists partly in his declarations of his grace and mercy, as that salvation is by Christ. Whoever believes in him shall be saved. That's his will. That all the redeemed be sanctified, preserved to the end, and be glorified, and partly in the commands enjoy his people, which will of his is good, which his will is good, perfect and acceptable. The will of God may be said to be done by us when our wills are resigned to his, when we patiently submit to every adverse dispensation of providence, when our hearts and actions are in some measure conformed to his law, when what is done is done. in faith. Everything we do should be done in faith. It's something about God's will. It's just something that we got to know. We got to know that we're in his will, in God's perfect will. That's what we need to try to stay at, is in God's will. See, we need to be doing everything we can to know and to be and stay in God's will. And the only thing that can keep us separated from the Lord is sin. So if we would repent, confess, and repent daily, sometimes a day, making sure that we stand in the will of God, doing the things that God has ordained for us to do, huh? That he's already called us to do. We'll know what his will is. We'll know what the will of God is for our lives. Thy will be done. We want to pray that prayer as often as possible, because we don't know what the will of God is. We don't know what's best for us. But I want God's will in my life. I don't have enough in my mind to know what's good for me and what his will is for me. But I want to know what his will is. I want to do what he's called me to do. I want to stay in God's will. That's the safest place on the planet, on the universe. It's being in the will of God. If we're not in his will, we need to try to get in his will. We ought to try to find out what his will is for our life. Okay, we don't know his secret will for everything. But for my life, I'm trying to find out what God's will is for my life. I'm trying to find out what his purpose and plan is for my life. That's why over in Romans 12, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2 says, let me read it again. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be ye conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, be ye not conformed. The devil is a lie. Be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what that good and acceptable and perfect will of God is. We have to be conformed, not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind, in order for us to be in God's perfect, acceptable, and good will. We got to let the world know, so our minds can be transformed to what God is doing, and to be transformed to the will of God and what he wants us to do, that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, the plan of God, the purposes of God. That's part of his will for our life. That's what he called us to do. These are things he called us to do. Be sanctified. Be set apart. We have salvation. We got to have faith on top of all of it. We got to ask the Holy Ghost to keep us. We got to be submissive. We got to be committed. All these things. And doing what God called us to do. In order. And then you have to repent. Confess it and repent, forgive people, all of this daily, several times a day, whatever it calls for, to stay in God's will. We don't want to be out of God's will. We don't want to be caught out of God's will. And this is just a teaching. This is not me preaching anything. This is just a teaching. The third petition of the Lord's Prayer. Thy will be done. The third petition. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. But we're just going to deal, thy will be done. We have to make sure that we study and praying and fasting, everything the word of God says do. We need to be trying to do it. We have to have faith on top of all that. I can't leave that out. Because without it is impossible to please God. It's impossible to be in the will of God. It's impossible to please God without faith. So that's a part of it. We got to stay in the will of God. And you know we sin every day. We sin every day. So we got to repent every day so we can be in God's will every day. Because it's bad to be caught out the will of God, especially when you're calling on his name. You don't want to be out of his will. You want to stay in God's will at all times. Stay in his will. It's like Romans 12, 1 and 2 was saying you have to put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of his creator, of our creator. We have to, we was created after his own image and likeness anyway. So when we come to God and we give up all of everything else, we're a new creature. Old things passed away. That's that transforming by the renewing of our mind in order to stay in God's will. I don't care what it takes to stay in his will. We got to do it. We got to do it. We got to be on our job doing what God has called us to do. We got to. That's the only way to stay in the will of God. We have to. And some people say, well, I don't know what God will is for me. God is all through the word of God. It's all through this word. It's all through the Bible. It's all through here, let you know what the will of God is for our lives. And I'm just looking at some of the teaching I got, because everything people think I can't teach, because it's like it's them. And so I want to teach what the word of God says. As the same word as rendered in Luke, as in heaven, so it is upon earth. I don't even want to go there for it yet. I want to just, thy will be done. That's all today. Thy will be done. Because that's so very important. Thy kingdom come is important. Don't get me wrong. Because we definitely want the kingdom to come. Come now, Lord. That's the last thing over in Revelation it said. Come quickly. But we want to pray thy kingdom come right on down here on earth, because that's where it's going to be at in the end. But thy will be done. A will to me is like a desire. You know, his desire for us. You know, his hope for us. His will, he didn't already will for us to do this, this, and this. And the only way we can do this is to stay in his will, the plans and purposes to stay in his will. There are two clear and very different meanings to the term the will of God in the Bible. We need to know them and decide which one is being used here in Romans 12 and 2. In fact, knowing the difference between these two meanings of the will of God is crucial to understanding the one of the biggest and most perplexing things in all the Bible, namely that God is sovereign over all things and yet disapproves of many things, which means that God disapproves of some of what he ordains to happen. That is, he forbids some of the things he brings about, and he commands some of the things he hinders, or to put it most paradoxically, God wills some events in one sense that he does not will in other senses. Consider passages that describe the will of God as his sovereign control of all that comes to pass. One of the clearest is the way Jesus spoke of the will of God in the Gethsemane. When he was praying, he said in Matthew 26 and 39, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as let your will be done." What does the will of God refer to in this verse? It refers to the sovereign plan of God that will happen in the coming hours. You recall how Acts chapter 4 and 27 and 28 says this: "Truly, in this city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place." So the will of God was that Jesus died, was his plan, his decree. And that's why I say the will is a desire for the plan and purpose for what God has for us. God, that he knows what's best for us. And it's his plans and purpose that he have. He know the plan and purpose he has for us, and they're good. So, and it's his will that we live in the plan and purpose that he has for us. Just like Jesus, he had to die. He came here to die. God allowed that to happen because it was his will. Not necessarily the man, but his will. And not calling Jesus a man, but I'm saying, because he was saying, "Let this cup, if it's possible, let it pass from me." But it was the will of God that he must die. So that was his will. And so many other times, he allowed things to happen, and it be his will that they happen for a specific plan and purpose in our lives. Thy will be done. Not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. I prayed that so many times, and not just in the prayer, but just as he said about the Jews and the short prayer. That's a short prayer. Let thy will be done, or thy will be done, O Lord. It packs a lot. It carries heavy weight. Let thy will be done. Not my will, but yours, Lord. And sometimes it's not always what you want, but it's definitely what we need when it's thy will be done. We have to get it together in our mind, in our heart. Thy will be done. Because I tell you one thing, if it's not his will, I don't want to go on nobody else's will, and I always want to be in the will of God. I want to try to stay in his will as much as I can. No one wants to be caught out of the will of God. We don't want to get caught out of his will. It's so many. This is end time. So when you think you're falling out the will of God, you repent. You confess it, and you repent. Not that this is not a license to go do wrong stuff and bad stuff and then just confess and repent. But you better confess what you do and repent. Even if Satan try to bring something that you did years ago, it's all right. Confess it anyway and repent. Just repent. Because God had already forgiven us. But if Satan wanted to bring it up, repent again. That's the best thing to do. And keep it moving. Three and 17 writes, it is better to suffer for doing good if that should be God's will than for doing evil. In other words, it may be God's will that Christians suffer for doing good. He has in mind persecution, but persecution of Christians who do not deserve it is sin. So again, God sometimes wills that events come about that include sin. It is better to suffer for doing good if it should be God's will. And the word of God says if you suffer, you're gonna reign with him. If you suffer with him, if you suffer for him, I would rather suffer for doing good or doing what God says than to be doing stupid stuff, what I think I should be doing. Should have been doing. No. No. This is where I am with it. I'd rather be in God's will, doing the right thing than to not suffering and doing the wrong thing. Because when you suffer for God's sake, you're going to get a reward. You're going to reign with him. If you suffer a while with him, you're going to reign with him. Paul gives a summary statement of the truth in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. He says, in him, in Christ, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. The will of God is God's sovereign governance of all that come to pass. And there are many other passages in the Bible that teaches that God's providence over the universe extends to the smaller detail of nature in human decision. Not one sparrow falls to the ground apart from our Father in heaven. The lot is cast into the lap, but every decision is from the Lord. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. The king's heart is in the hands of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will. It's God's will. Proverbs 21:1. That's the first meaning of God's will, of the will of God. It is God's sovereign control of all things. We will call this the sovereign will, or his will of decree. Thy will be done, Father. It cannot be broken. It always comes to pass. He does according to his will among the hosts of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say to him, what have you done? Because it's his will and not ours. So thy will be done. I just hope you can get that and grasp that, you know, because we got to be in the will of God. Ain't no if, and, buts about it. That's an important thing, being in the will of God. I walk around day after day saying, Lord, just let me be in your will. Because when you're in the will of God, you will find favor with God. When you in his will, he will hold no good thing from us. I mean, the blessings of the Lord, it is when you in God's will. All the healing, he fixes all the hurt, whatever it is. When you are in the will of God, he's going to fight for you. Hallelujah. He's going to hide you up under his wings. Nothing will touch you. Nothing daily that you eat will harm you when you are in the will of God. He'll send angels to encamp all around about you. Nothing can hurt you when you are in God's will. So that's why I say it's the most important place to be, is to be in the will of God. And you got to repent. You got to repent. You just got to repent to stay in his will. And the only thing that separates you from God and to be in his will is sin. So if you repent for saying crazy stuff and doing and looking at crazy stuff and all kind of stuff, because we do it all the time, don't even know what we're looking at. So I'd rather repent as much as I can in order to stay in the will of God. I don't want to be out of God's will. So I hope you could understand that I was trying not to preach, but the Spirit was kind of pulling me that way. But we're going to continue this. This is our first Sunday on thy will be done, but it's so much to thy will be done. It's so much to it. We need to stay in the will of God. So I'm going to just pray a short prayer. Just going to pray a short prayer. And we're going to dismiss once I do my prayer here. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on today, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you, Father. Father, if we've offended anyone, Lord, forgive us now. Lord, I come right now, Lord, just thanking and praising you for another opportunity, Father, to preach your word, to teach your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you now for opening up our understanding to your will, Lord. Thank you that thy will be done. Not my will, Lord, but your will be done in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you just to open, keep opening up our understanding to the things of God, to the secret things, Lord, to the mysteries of God. I'm asking you to open up our understanding, give us clear vision, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We need to know the mysteries of God, Lord. We need to know your revelations, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to reveal, Lord, in the name of Jesus, your plans and purposes. I'm asking you to reveal, Lord, your will, thy will be done in our lives, Lord, so we can stay in the safest place on the universe, in your will, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now I'm just calling tonight, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to cover everyone that's up under the sound of my voice this evening, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Father, those that's in radio land on tonight, Lord, I'm asking you right now, Lord, to cover each one of them right now, in the shed blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, you know we need you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now to touch us right now, from the top of our head, Lord, all the way down to the soles of our feet, in the name of Jesus. Let nothing, no harm come upon us, Lord. Let no affliction, in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking you today, Lord, to bless every family represented here, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless them right now, Lord. Oh, glory. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you on today to encourage your people, Father. Encourage those in radio land. Encourage those, Lord, on our radio broadcast, Father. In the name of Jesus, they need you now, Lord. They need you right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I'm calling for them, Father. I'm calling and crying now for your people, Father. In the name of Jesus, those that sleeping up under bridges in cardboard boxes, Father, eating out the trash can, Lord, they need you right now. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, let me be able to pay for those. Those that no one else want to pray for. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, I give you praise and worship today. I give you praise and worship, Lord. I worship you, Lord, in the beauty of your holiness now. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise today. I give you glory today, Father. We magnify your holy name. Thank you for your word on today, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Thank you today. Thank you for your word, Father. Thank you, Lord, for covering us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let your anointing reign. And, oh, yes, Lord. Thank you now. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. I hear him say, doors are open. In the name of Yahweh. Opportunities. Huh? Glory to God. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. We give our will over to you, Father. That your will be done in our lives, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We lay our will down today so your will can be done, Father, in our lives on today, Lord. We need you, Lord, and we need your will. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you today. I thank you right now. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes, Lord. I just want to encourage you again. That's all in my ear. The Lord say, encourage them. In the name of Jesus, I just want to encourage you to stay focused. In the name of Jesus, don't let the distractions distract you. Don't let these things distract you. In the name of Jesus, stay focused. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. God say, I'm talking to you. Don't think you're talking to yourself. I'm talking. I'm speaking to you. Hallelujah. Just hang on in there. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. You're still on the potter's wheel. Oh, freshly. On the potter's wheel. Oh, yeah, and when you come off, oh, you gotta be standing up. Oh, yes, you're gonna be like pure gold. You're gonna be purified. Purified the blood, the blood, the blood. Been purified, even the more. Hallelujah. Oh, just hang on in and just hold on to God's unchanging hands. As he do it for one time, he's not a respecter of persons. He's going to do it for him. Oh, yes, all you got to do is hold on, hold on. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, yes, I don't know who I'm talking to. Glory to God, but it's the will of God. That whatever you're going through, you go through it. It's thy will be done. In the name of Jesus, he said, I've never seen the righteous. You are the righteous. I see them begging bread. That means he's going to be Jehovah Jireh. your provider, your supplier, your source, and resource, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, I thank you today. Glory to God. 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 Thank you, Jesus. God will be done. Amen, amen. We thank and praise God. We thank God on today, and we give him glory, we give him praise on today. I just thank everyone for just holding on with me for a minute, because sometimes, hallelujah, he give me a word for you, and I be trying to get you off the line, but God is good, and his mercy endures forever. We're going to get ready to close out. Father, we thank you now. And we give you praise for everyone that's on our radio broadcast and those in radio land. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You all go in peace. Amen. Have a blessed day. Amen.